Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Channel back at Lakeshore. We're getting ready for tonight's doubleheader out of the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West Division. It is Lakeshore and Niles tonight. Lakeshore in the home white uniforms trimmed in red and black. Niles in the road blue uniforms trimmed in gold and white. And our girls portion of the doubleheader is underway. Niles will have the opening tip. Amara Palmer will get it right side to Alicia Patterson. Patterson will bring it up to the top of the key. Now a nice dump pass down low, left side of the lane. Bailey Bickle will lay it up and good. Bailey starts the scoring for Niles, and the Lady Vikings take an early 2-0 lead. Full court pressure by Niles on the inbound pass. Lakeshore will get it up over the timeline. Jeske will get it to Hersick and Holly to set up the offense. To the right side in front of the Niles bench, here's Jeske. Ella to the free throw line to Tillman. Morgan along the baseline, back to Morgan at the left side of the lane. Her jumper is knocked out of bounds, but they say last touch by Niles. It's going to stay with Lakeshore underneath. Lancers will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Holly Hersick, left side of the lane to Jaden Schmaltz. Her pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound to Hersick for Lakeshore. Follow-away jumper left side of the lane. That's no good. And Niles away with the defensive rebound. Alicia Patterson into the offensive end. She'll get it down to Reese Davies, and she'll lay it up and good. Reese with 2 points, and it's an early 4-0 Niles lead. Lakeshore again against full court pressure. Almost lost that out of bounds along the far sideline. Nice job by Riley Pfeiffer to track it down. Pfeiffer will get it into the paint to Schmaltz. Right wing to Jeske. Ella loses the handle on it. Gets him back along the right sideline. Now she'll find Pfeiffer in the left wing. One-on-one against Alicia Patterson. Drives into the lane. Loses the handle on it. Picked up by Lakeshore, though, from the left side. A three-point jump here for Hersick is no good. That was blocked by Amara Palmer. And here comes Niles. Quickly into the offensive end. Palmer from the left side of the lane. Her pass near the left sideline is knocked out of bounds off of Lakeshore. It's going to stay with Niles. Vikings will inbound along the baseline, I should say, all along the near sideline, left sideline of the offensive end in front of the Lakeshore bench. Alicia Patterson, get it to Amara Palmer in the right wing. Palmer will drive the lane, lay it up off the glass. No, in and out, no good. And Morgan Tillman, the rebound for Lakeshore. Lancers looking to run. Morgan down the left sideline. Get it to the left corner to Jeske. Ella to the top of the key to Pfeiffer. Three-point jumper is no good for Riley. And the loose ball rebound comes out to Niles. Patterson quickly into the offensive end. She'll get it to Bickle. Bailey back to Patterson. Alicia top of the key to Palmer. And Amara to reset the offense. Lakeshore in the man-to-man. Leave it off for Patterson. Woods looks to drive. She's denied. Now into the left wing to Palmer. Three-point jumper is good. Amara Palmer's got three. And it's an early 7-0 Niles lead. Lakeshore again to inbound against full court pressure. They'll break it. Tillman from the left side. She'll dump it right side of the lane. Knocked away out of bounds. It is off of Niles. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. Tonight's ballgame in WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Pfeiffer from the right wing on the inbound pass. Three-point jumper rims in and out. No good. Rebound Schmaltz. Jaden in the paint. And we're going to have a reach in foul on Niles. Looking for the steal. And that's going to be on Amara Palmer. For Amara, her first and the team's first. Lakeshore inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Pfeiffer in the right wing. Three-point jumper is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Jaden Schmaltz. Ball is almost stolen away. It is stolen away by Alicia Patterson. Dribbles through traffic. Up over the timeline. Top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Lays it high off the glass, and she got it. We'll have a timeout. Lakeshore will step aside. 5:16 to go first quarter. Niles 9, Lakeshore nothing on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
The old year is closed out and in the rearview mirror. The new year is here, and so is a mammoth selection of pre-owned vehicles at Siemens in Bridgeman. Siemens acquired more one-owner accident-free trade-ins at the end of last year than usual, so their selection and even brands on hand are better than ever, like BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Corvette, and Jaguar. And, of course, plenty of Ford and Chrysler certified pre-owned vehicles. Shop the best used inventory in their history at Siemens in Bridgeman today. You might be really glad you did.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the Lakeshore timeout, 5:16 to go, first quarter. Niles on a 9-0 run to begin the ball game. Niles 9, Lakeshore nothing. Lancers in the inbound pass, stolen away, and Palmer will get it up over the timeline for Niles. Loses the handle on it. It's picked up by Reese Davies. Her shot is no good. Palmer the rebound, and she'll get it along the baseline now into the right wing. Three-point jumper for Scarback is good. Sydney Scarback with a three, her first bucket tonight, and Niles up 12-0 to begin the ball game. And another steal by the Vikings. Alicia Patterson, follow-away jumper, right side of the lane, rolls out, no good. Morgan Tillman, the rebound for Lakeshore, and Mike Clark's going to empty the bench. She's going to have a hockey line change, 5 for 5 coming up in the next dead ball. Lancers, Morgan Tillman, left side of the lane, jumper is no good. It's out of bounds off of Lakeshore. It's going to go to Niles. So subbing in for Lakeshore, Renee Sandman will be in for the first time tonight. Dominique Sela will check in. Sarah Moore, Shelby Grau, and Olivia Trivedi. Mike Clark not happy with the performance of the starters here early on. See if this will give him a spark. Patterson up over the timeline. Give and go to Palmer down the lane. Her pass along the baseline is going to be lost out of bounds off of Niles. It's going to go to Lakeshore. 12-0 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball. Almost halfway through the first quarter here at Lakeshore High School. Sela will get it to Grau. In front of the Niles bench, Melissa go left side for Sarah Moore. Moore back to Sela in between the circles. Free throw line, she'll find Trivedi. Give and go left side of the lane to Sandman. Bounce it right side for Grau, lost on the floor, stolen away by Niles, and here come the Vikings already up 12-0. Patterson, top of the key, picked up by Sela defensively, left side to Palmer. Amara looking down low, she'll look to drive the baseline, and the pull-up jumper is no good, it's in and out, and the loose ball rebound, Trivedi for Lakeshore. Well, that pass tipped away, but it's picked up by the Lancers. Sarah Moore with it. We'll get it back to Trivedi, and Olivia will get it up over the timeline for the Lancers. Lakeshore the basketball down by 12, 3:20 to go in the first quarter, girls' portion of our doubleheader. Shelby Grau in between the circles. She's picked up defensively by Reese Davies. Shelby will drive to the left side. Nothing there. She brings it back out high. Her pass to the left side is tipped away, and it's picked up by Niles. Alicia Patterson's got a one-on-three. Left side of the lane. She'll get it left side for Scarback. Three-point jumper bounces out. No good. Grau the rebound for Lakeshore. Lost it on the floor, and we're going to have a foul on Niles. It'll be a push on Sydney Scarback. Her first. Team second. Substitutions for Niles. Alexis Rausch will check in for the first time tonight. Natalie Lucero is out now for the first time tonight as well, along with Cameron Patterson. Sela inside the midcourt circle for Lakeshore. Her pass to the top of the key is tipped away, picked up by Niles, and Cameron Patterson, a running jumper right side of the lane, is no good, and the rebound is out of bounds off of the Vikings. It'll go to Lakeshore. Another substitution for the Vikings. Sydney Scarback will check back in. Alicia Patterson will get a breather for the Vikings. Alicia is our current WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week after scoring her 1,000th career point last Friday in the game against St. Joe. Pass right side of the lane for the Lancers. Pull-up jumper on the box is good for Renee Sandman. And it stops the 12-0 run for Niles. It's now 12-2. Niles the lead in the basketball. Feed left side of the lane. Turn, lay it up, and it is good for Morgan Warren. Morgan's got 2 points. It's 14-12. Niles the lead and the basketball. Lakeshore up over the timeline. Sela left side of the lane, wants to drive, she's denied, dribbles away from traffic, get it Trivedi, and travels with it. Turnover is going to give it back to Niles. 2:01 to go, first quarter. 14-2 is the Niles lead. Vikings will inbound in the backcourt along the far sideline. Inbound pass will come to Cameron Patterson, picked up defensively by Dominique Sela. Patterson at the midcourt circle, left side. She comes to Scarback. Give and go into the paint. The pass intercepted by Shelby Grau, and here come the Lancers. Nice job by Shelby to step in front of that pass and pick it off. Shelby brings it to the right side, into the corner. Nothing there along the baseline. She'll dribble it back out to the top of the key. Pass to the right side of the lane, tipped up, and Grau gets it back. Another pass right side of the lane. That's tipped away, but it's picked up by Lakeshore. Now Sela at the top of the key. Drives the left side of the lane. Lays it high off the glass. Rolls out. No good. And a foul on the rebound. This is going to be on Niles. Viking foul is on Sydney Scarback. Her second. Team's third. Minute 24 to go, first quarter. Niles up 14-2 on the dead ball. Amara Palmer re-enters the lineup for Niles. Sydney Scarback will head to the bench for Coach Jessica Johnson. Lakeshore to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Grau near the corner right side. Three-point jumper no good for Sarah Moore. And the rebound pulled down by Niles, and the Vikings looking to run. Quickly into the offensive end. Right side of the lane, here's Lucero. Get it to Palmer, and Amara fouled on the way into the lane. See who the Lakeshore foul is on. It's on Sarah Moore. Sarah, her first. First on the Lancers. Lakeshore to, I should say, Niles to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Here's Cameron Patterson along the far sideline, dribbles away from traffic. Cameron in between the circles to the left side for Lucero. Three-point jumper rims out, no good. Trevetti the rebound for Lakeshore, will get it to Grau. Shelby down the right sideline, back to Trevetti. Olivia at the top of the key. She's picked up by Alexis Roush defensively. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Niles up 14-2. Lakeshore the basketball. Pass down low along the baseline. Tipped away and is picked up by Niles. And here come the Vikings. Palmer, left side. She'll get it down low to Morgan Warren. And her layup no good. Blocked at a foul. Dominic Sela, her first. Team second. Going to send Morgan Warren to the free throw line to shoot two for Niles. First one bounces off the back of the rim, no good. One more coming up for Morgan. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. 14-2 is the Niles lead. Second free throw for Morgan off the front of the rim, and it rolls in. Morgan Warren off the bench now with 3 points for Niles. Vikings up 15-2. Lakeshore the basketball against full court pressure. Grau along the far sideline to Sela. She'll look to drive baseline. Now to Trevetti, right side of the lane. And Olivia in some traffic. Dribbles away from that on the near sideline in front of the Niles bench. Now she'll bring it back to the top of the key with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Trevetti, free throw line extended left side, picks up the dribble. Get it to Sela. Dominic. Left side of the lane, loses it on the floor, but it's out of bounds off of Niles. It'll stay with Lakeshore. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Vikings lead it 15-2. Lakeshore to inbound along the offensive baseline. Grau into the paint, Trevetti. Short jumper is no good, but she's fouled on the way up. Olivia's going to go to the line to shoot two. Niles' foul is on Alexis Roush. For Alexis, her first and the team's fourth. Olivia Trevetti at the free throw line to shoot two for Lakeshore. And the first one is good. Olivia's first trip to the line tonight. That's her first point. Second free throw coming up for Olivia. And it is good. Olivia Trevetti, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. She's got the 2 points. 15-4 is the Niles lead. A steal by Shelby Grau on the inbound pass. We're going to have a tie-up, and the jump ball alternate possession is going to give it to Lakeshore. Nice job by Shelby to tie up the pass, and it's Lakeshore basketball. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Grau to inbound along the far sideline to Trevetti. Loses it on the floor. It's picked up by Niles. They'll lose it out of bounds into their own bench, and it goes back to Lakeshore with 2 seconds to go in the quarter. Lakeshore to inbound right in front of the Niles bench along the near sideline in the offensive end. Grau looks along the baseline. Nothing there. Pass into the paint. Tipped away by Niles, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Take a break. Score after one of the girls' portion of the doubleheader is Niles 15, Lakeshore 4 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Higher standards, It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient, these workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153 and Siemens in Bridgman. We begin the second quarter, the girls' portion of our doubleheader. Niles 15, Lakeshore 4. Niles the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the second quarter, and they'll lose it on the floor, and it's picked up by Lakeshore. And here come the Lancers. Ella Jeske, one-on-one against Alicia Patterson, will run the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good, but she's fouled on the way up. Ella's going to go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws. And the foul on Niles is on Reese Davies. For Reese, her first, and the team's fifth. Ella Jeske at the line to shoot two for Lakeshore. First one is no good. One more coming up for the 5'6 senior. Niles opening the ball game on a 12-0 run. They lead it 15-4 right now. And the second free throw for Ella is good. Jeske now her first point tonight. 15-5 is the Niles lead. Vikings in the offensive end. Left side, here's Patterson. Top of the key to Palmer. Amara goes back left side for Patterson. Alicia looking for a lob pass down low. There's nothing there, so she'll dribble it toward the free throw line. Top of the key to Davies, right side Palmer. Amara in the paint, leans in, lays it up, and got it. Amara Palmer with 5 points tonight. And it's 17-5. Niles and the Vikings a steal on the inbound pass. Alicia Patterson. Top of the key, whistle and a foul. Sending a screen out high. Looks like it's going to be on Reese Davies, and it is. Reese will pick up her second personal foul and the sixth on Niles in the half. Lakeshore with just two team fouls. On the dead ball, substitution for Niles. Alexis Roush will re-enter the lineup for Coach Jessica Johnson. Lakeshore to inbound from the far side near midcourt. Pass top of the key, intercepted by Niles. Here comes Patterson. Alicia, left side of the lane. She finds Lucera. And it is lost out of bounds, and last touch by Niles. It goes to Lakeshore. Lancers to inbound uncontested. It is Niles is back into their half-court defense. Just underway in the second quarter. Niles 17, Lakeshore 5 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Ball, as soon as Lakeshore gets it up over the timeline, is knocked out of bounds off of Niles. It's going to stay with the Lady Lancers. Jeske, inbound pass intercepted by Palmer into the offensive end. Patterson, Alicia left side, will lay it off the glass, and she got it. Alicia Patterson has got 4 points tonight, almost another steal. You know, there is another steal here for Lakeshore, Niles, but then they'll steal it back. Lakeshore will, running a layup right side of the lane is no good for Holly Hersick. And the rebound comes down to Niles, and a foul as Amara Palmer makes her way toward the lane. And the foul is on Ella Jeske. For Ella, her first, team's third. Amara Palmer at the line to shoot two. First one is good. Amara now with 6 points tonight. Second free throw was also good. Amara 2-for-2 that trip. She's got 7 points. 21-5 is the Niles lead. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Left side. Pfeiffer feed into the paint for Lakeshore is intercepted by Palmer. Amara loses it on the floor in the paint. It's picked up by Lakeshore. Sarah Moore. Leave it off for Holly Hersick. And Hersick jogging up over the timeline right side. She's picked up by Patterson defensively. Holly to the left side. Wants to drive. Pass into the paint. Wide open is Jaden Schmaltz. And she'll lay it up and good. Schmaltz has got two. It's 21-7 Niles. And the Vikings to basketball. 5.5 minutes to go till halftime. Palmer in the paint. Running jumper. Good. And a foul. Mara Palmer having a nice half for the Vikings. She'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. Lakeshore foul is on Jaden Schmaltz. That's her first and the team's fourth. Mara Palmer back to the free throw line where she's 2-of-2. She's got 9 points. And the free throw rims out no good. Morgan Tillman, the rebound for Lakeshore. Quickly down the left sideline. Morgan tries to go baseline. She's denied by Palmer. Get it to Schmaltz, left side of the lane. Bounce it right wing to Pfeiffer. Riley in some traffic. Get it back to Tillman. Morgan's pull-up jumper in the paint. No good. Gets her own rebound put back up. That's no good. Rebound is out of bounds. And the official underneath wants to get some help from one of the officials out near midcourt. They say it's off of Niles. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. So Jessica Johnson's going to go to the bench for Niles on the dead ball. Cameron Patterson will check back in for Niles. Amara Palmer will check out. 5:08 to go in the second quarter. Niles 23, Lakeshore 7, and the girls' portion of the doubleheader. Inbound pass comes to Tillman, stripped away. Battle for the loose ball. It comes to Lakeshore, and then out of bounds off the Lancers. It's going to go to Niles. Vikings up 23-7 with the basketball. Lakeshore back quickly into the half-court defense, so Niles will inbound in the backcourt uncontested. Cameron Patterson to Alicia Patterson near the hash mark right side. Picked up defensively by Sarah Moore. In between the circles to Bickle. Bailey, left side, she finds Lucero. Now to Patterson, Alicia wants to drive baseline left side, she's denied. Back to the left wing, Lucero. Now right wing to Cameron Patterson. Brings it out back near the midcourt circle to reset the offense. Toss it left side for Alicia Patterson. Stops, pops in the paint, lays one high off the glass. No good, but she's fouled on the way up. And Alicia is going to go to the line to shoot some free throws. The Lakeshore fouls on Morgan Tillman. For Morgan, her first and the team's fifth. Alicia Patterson goes to the line. She's there for the first time tonight. First free throw rolls out no good. One more coming up for the senior point guard for the Vikings. Substitution for Lakeshore. Renee Sandman will check back into the lineup. And for Niles, Morgan Warren will check back in. Alicia's second free throw is good. Patterson now with 5 points tonight. 24-7 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball. Under 4.5 minutes to go till halftime. Hersick up over the timeline, loses it on the floor, gets it back, right side to Pfeiffer, and then as she drives toward the free throw line, a foul, tripping foul on Niles. Viking fouls on Cameron Patterson. For Cameron, her first and the team's seventh. On the dead ball, Sydney Scarback will check into the lineup for the Lancers. Foul's going to send Riley Pfeiffer to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 for Lakeshore. Tonight's ballgame in WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Free throw is no good for Riley, and the rebound comes out to Niles, and the Vikings looking to run. Patterson, right side of the lane, drives it in. Layup, no, but she's fouled on the way up. And the Lakeshore foul is on Holly Hersick. For Holly, her first, and the team's sixth. Alicia Patterson back to the line for the Vikings. She's got 5 points, and her first one is good. Alicia now 2-of-3 from the free throw line. Second free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Warren, though, and Morgan will lay it up and good on the offensive follow. Morgan Warren's got five, 27-7. is the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball, full court pressure with under 4 minutes to go in the half. Right sideline. 10-second violation as Holly Hursick not able to break the timeline, and the turnover is going to give it back to Niles. Nice defense by the Vikings on the full court pressure. Niles will inbound along the near sideline on the offensive side of midcourt. It'll come to Cameron Patterson. Cameron dribbles it right side. Pass leaves it off for Alicia Patterson. Brings it to the top of the key. She's open for three. Nothing but net. Alicia Patterson. That three-point bucket now has 9 points on the night. 30-7 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball. Hursick, right side, Pfeiffer. Three-point jumper off the mark, no good. And out of bounds off the shot. It's going to go to Niles. Substitution for Lakeshore. Alexandria Harden will check in for the first time tonight. Alexandria, 5'3 sophomore, brought up from the JV squad. Cameron Patterson up over the timeline for Niles. Vikings the basketball up by 23, 3:15 to go in the half. Cameron in the right wing, picked up by Harden defensively, steps inside the arc. Her pull-up jumper is no good. Foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Niles. I think Sydney Scarbeck with a push down low. And it is on Sydney. That'll be her third personal foul and the team's eighth. So Jessica Johnson's going to go back to the bench as Amara Palmer will check in. Sydney to check out with the three personal fouls. That foul sends Lakeshore to the other end to shoot 1-1. Holly Hursick at the line for the Lancers. First one is no good. Will not get the bonus. Morgan Warren, the rebound for Niles. To Patterson, Alicia, right side to Palmer. Amara wants the drive right inside the arc. Her jumper is no good. Alicia Patterson with the loose ball rebound for Niles. Brings it to the top of the key to the free throw line. Running jumper is good. Alicia Patterson now with 11 points tonight. 32-7 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball. Right side, Sarah Moore along the baseline. Comes to Jaden Schmaltz. She wants to drive the baseline and she's denied but fouled. And the Niles follows on Bailey Bickle. For Bailey, her first, team's ninth. Jaden Schmaltz at the line to shoot 1-1 for Lakeshore. Front end is good. Jaden's going to get the bonus. Got 3 points tonight. In between the free throws, Natalie Lucero will check back in for Niles. Alicia Patterson will get a breather for Coach Jessica Johnson. Second free throw coming up for Jaden. And rims out, no good. Rebound put back up, no good for Hursick. And a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Lakeshore. Lancer follows on Renee Sandman. For Renee, her first, team seventh. So we'll go to the other end for Niles to shoot 1-1. 32-8 is the Viking lead. Niles at the free throw line. Amara Palmer, front end is good. She'll get the bonus. Amara now with 10 points on the night. Her second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Lakeshore. 33-8 is the Niles lead. Here come the Lancers. Hursick, baseline right side, looks to drive, and she's denied, but a foul on Niles. It's going to be on Morgan Warren. For Morgan, her first. Team's 10th. Lakeshore now in the double bonus. At the line is going to be Holly Hursick to shoot two for Lakeshore. Had 6 points in the loss to Edwardsburg. Back on Tuesday, Holly's first free throw bounces out, no good. One more coming up for the 5'8 senior. In between the free throws, another substitution for Niles. Alexis Rausch will re-enter the lineup. Morgan Warren's going to check out. Second free throw for Hursick. Off the back of the iron, no. Loose ball rebound to Lakeshore, and we're going to have a jump ball. Alternate possession is going to keep it with the Lancers in the offensive end. 2:18 to go in the half. Niles leads it 33-8. Persick to toss it into the top of the key. Here's Pfeiffer. Riley now dribbling in the left wing. Thought about a three. She'll work off a screen as she brings it to the right wing. Bounce it to the free throw line to Schmaltz. Loses it on the floor, but it's picked up by Hursik. Holly looking down low. Nothing there. So she'll dribble away from traffic to the top of the key. Pfeiffer. Left side, she'll get it to Harden. Alexandria back out top of the key. Pfeiffer. Right wing to Hursik, and she travels with it. The turnover will give it back to Niles. And on the dead ball, Mike Clark going back to the bench for the Lancers. Morgan Tillman re-enters the lineup along with Ella Jeske. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. Niles leads at 33-8 with the basketball. Cameron Patterson leaves it off for Amara Palmer. Amara to the top of the key. Back to Patterson. Three-point jumper rims in and out. No good. And the rebound to Lakeshore. Pfeiffer with it. Down the left sideline. Drives toward the baseline. It's denied there. She's picked up defensively by Lucero. Now a pass to the right side. Schmaltz, right wing, becomes the Jeske. Left side of the lane to Tillman. Morgan's leaning jumper, no good. And the rebound comes out to Niles. Vikings up 33-8, minute 20 to go till halftime. Palmer to the top of the key for the Vikings. Drives the lane, kicks it left side. Short jumper is up and good for Bailey Bickle. Bailey's got 4 points on the night. And the Niles lead at 35-8. 1 minute to go in the half. Lakeshore in the offensive end, right side. Jumper, free throw on extended right side for Harden, no good. Rebound is out of bounds, they say, off of Lakeshore. Goes to Niles. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Advanced Import Repair, Insurance Management Service, and Campbell Ford, Lincoln Saline. Cameron Patterson, the top of the key, brings it right side. She's picked up defensively by Jeske. Bounces to the left side, Palmer. Amara will lean in from the left side of the lane. Lay it up, no good. Loose ball rebound. Tracked down by Lakeshore. 30 seconds to go in the half. Niles up 35-8. Riley Pfeiffer. Toss it right side to Jeske. Ella in front of the Niles bench. Wants to go baseline. She's denied by Cameron Patterson. Nice pass into the paint. Pfeiffer will lay it up, no good. Blocked out of bounds. It is off of Niles. It will stay with Lakeshore. 17 seconds to go in the half. Lancers to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Ella Jeske to toss it in. So far right side to Tillman. Top of the key, Pfeiffer. Back to Tillman. Morgan at the free throw line. Her pull-up jumper is off the back of the rim. No good. It rolls out. Schmaltz the rebound. Get it to the top of the key. Here's Harden. Now left side, a three-point jumper is no good for Pfeiffer. Loose ball rebound. Jeske, 1 second, and cannot get the shot off. And that's going to do it for the second quarter. We will take a break. Score at the half here at Lakeshore, the girls' portion of our doubleheader. It is Niles 35, Lakeshore 8 on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Rogers Foodland, Gateway Services, and Pizza Hut. Phil McDonald back at Lakeshore getting ready for the second half. The girls' portion of our doubleheader. It is Niles 35, Lakeshore 8. Before we start the third quarter, we go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got another scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Thanks, Phil. Girls at the half, Portage Central leads St. Joe 14-11. Phil?
All right, Nathaniel here, just about ready to get underway in the third quarter. It's Niles 35, Lakeshore 8. Alternate possession belongs to Niles to begin the third quarter. Bailey Bickle will inbound to Alicia Patterson. Alicia is picked up defensively by Ella Jeske. Dribbles it to the left side, nothing there. Picks up the dribble at the free throw line. Her pull-up jumper is good. Two-point jumper for Alicia Patterson. She's got 13 points to lead all scorers, and it's 37-8, Niles. And a steal by the Vikings. Amara Palmer with the steal. She'll drive it in, lay it up, no good. And the rebound comes out to Lakeshore. Lancers Pass to the top of the key is over the head of Alajeski and out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to Niles. Vikings to inbound along the far sideline, just in the offensive side of midcourt. It'll come to Alicia Patterson. Alicia one-on-one against Alajeski. Drives it to the right wing. Thinking about a three-point jumper, instead get it to Palmer at the top of the key. Amara drives the left side of the lane, and on her way in before she gets a shot off, a foul on Lakeshore. And the Lancer foul is on Alajeski in the block. Her second, team's first of the half. Niles to inbound along the offensive baseline. It comes to Alicia Patterson. Patterson from the left wing, left wide open, deep three-point jumpers, good! Patterson now 16 points on the night. It's 40-8. Niles. Lakeshore with Morgan Tillman up over the timeline. Into the paint. Scoop shot up and good. Morgan Tillman with a nice leading jumper. Her first bucket tonight. She's got two. 40-10. The other end, the Niles lead. Jumper right side of the lane. Sydney Scarback no good, but she's fouled on the way up. And the Lancer foul. It's on Holly Hersick. Holly Hurst second. Team second. With the line for the Vikings is Sydney Scarback. Her first trip to the line tonight. And the first free throw too hard off the back of the rim. No good. One more coming up for Sydney. Just about a minute and a half gone. Third quarter. Niles up 40-10. Second free throw for Scarback. Rattles out. No good. Lakeshore the rebound. Tillman down the right sideline, passed into the paint. Here's Holly Hersick, short jumper, no good. Rebound, Tillman, jumper in the middle of the paint, no good. And Niles clears the defensive rebound and a foul on Lakeshore trying to get it back. Lancer foul is on Riley. I take that back, Morgan Tillman. Morgan's going to pick up her second. Quickly the third on Lakeshore in the half. Vikings the basketball up 40-10. Almost 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Alicia Patterson, left side of Mara Palmer. Steps inside the arc. Her pull-up jumper rattles out, no good. Patterson the rebound. Get it to the free throw line to Davies. Her pass to the right side is going to be lost out of bounds off the Vikings. It'll go to Lakeshore. Lancers the basketball. A lot of work to do to get back into this one. They trail it 40-10. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alajeski, lob it to Holly Hersick, left side of the lane. She'll drive it in, lay it up, no good, but she's fouled on the way up. Holly's going to go to the line to shoot two. Niles fouls on Reese Davy. That's her third, and the team's first. So it's going to have Holly Hersick at the line for the Lancers. First one off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up for Holly. At 6 points in the loss to Edwardsburg the last time out, looking for her first point here tonight. Second free throw is no good. Loose ball rebound to Tillman. Morgan leans in from the right side. Jumper rolls out, no good. Rebound Pfeiffer on the box right side. Cannot get the shot off. Get it to Tillman. Morgan in the paint. Jumper is good. Morgan with 4 points on the night. 40-12 is the Niles lead. The Vikings the basketball from the left side. Jumper for two just on top of the arc is no good for Bickle. And the rebound to Lakeshore. They'll lose it out of bounds. Tipped out by Niles. It's going to stay with the Lancers. Coming up tomorrow morning, Brett Witkowski and I will be at Henry's Hamburgers in Benton Harbor on M139 talking boys basketball from 8 till 10. Then it's Michigan Wolverine basketball. The Wolverines are hosting Illinois at noon. Coverage begins at 11:30, and that's tomorrow here on WSJM Sports. Pull-up jumper, Jaden Schmaltz left side of the lane for Lakeshore. No, the offensive foul, good for Morgan Tillman. Morgan's got six all here in the third quarter. The Lancers starting to storm, stage a comeback. Pass to the right side of the lane, now to the top of the key, just inside the arc, jumper for Davies, no good, and the loose ball rebound comes to Lakeshore. Jeski, top of the key, Schmaltz, back to Jeski, right side of the lane, will lean in, lay it up, it rolls out, no good, and the rebound left side to Pfeiffer, left side of the lane, Schmaltz, her hook shot is no good, and it's out of bounds off the shot. Well, they say it was blocked out off of Niles, so it's going to stay with Lakeshore. 4:51 to go, third quarter. Niles up 40-14. Holly Hursick to trigger it in. Top of the key, Pfeiffer to Tillman, right inside the free throw line. Jumper is no good. Gets it back, lays it up, in and out, no good. Loose ball rebound, tracked down by Lakeshore, but then a travel. And the turnover is going to give it back to Niles. Vikings up 40-14. They will inbound uncontested. As Lakeshore is back into their half-court defense. 4.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Palmer, right side, drives it in, lays it up and good. Amara Palmer has got 12. 42-14 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball. Hursick up over the timeline. She brings it far right side to Jeske. Ella to Tillman along the baseline to Schmaltz. In the paint, spins, cannot get the shot off. Outlet pass intercepted by Palmer. Into the offensive end. Here's Alicia Patterson down the right side of the lane. Off balance shot is good by Patterson. Alicia Patterson, 18 points tonight. 44-14. Is the Niles lead, and a foul at midcourt going for the steal on Alicia Patterson. That'll be her first and the team's second. Substitutions for Niles. Natalie Lucero will check back in along with Alexis Rouse. Cameron Patterson. Morgan Warren is also back out for Niles. Lakeshore in the offensive end. Hook shot with the right hand. And Schmaltz in the paint, no good. Loose ball rebound out of bounds off of Niles. It's going to stay with Lakeshore underneath. 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Niles leads it 44-14. Lakeshore to inbound along the offensive baseline. Olivia Trivedi pass right side of the lane. Jaden Schmaltz pull-up jumper, no. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Niles. Amara Palmer up over the timeline. Pass to the left side, Lucero, just inside the arc, her jumper no good. Cameron Patterson, the rebound for Niles. To the top of the key, pass intercepted by Ella Jeske. Ella, a one-on-one, down the right side of the lane, lays it up, got it, and a foul. Ella Jeske going to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. Niles fouls on Amara Palmer, her second, team's third. Substitution for Jessica Johnson and the Lady Vikings as Alicia Patterson will check in, and we've got a timeout. Niles will step aside with 3:23 to go, third quarter. Niles 44, Lakeshore 16 on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
I just bought a used car.
Hey, so did I.
There's a little dent in the door and a few scratches, but hey, considering the deal I got, I can live with a few imperfections.
Yeah, well, I got the great price without the imperfections.
Whoa, no way that's used.
Cable 4's used car inventory and Ford certified pre-owned vehicles will make you swear you're driving new. Southwest Michigan's Ford certified pre-owned leader. See their inventory today at CampbellFordNiles.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at GatewayVRO.com.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Niles timeout, 3:23 to go in the third quarter. Niles 44, Lakeshore 16. Ella Jeske at the line for Lakeshore, looking to complete the three-point play coming out of the timeout. And her free throw is around and out, no good. Loose ball rebound picked up by Niles. Alexis Rausch to Cameron Patterson. Cameron in between the circles. Left side, she finds Natalie Lucero. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now right side to Warren. Morgan in the paint. Jumper is no good, but she's fouled on the way up. And the Lakeshore foul is on Morgan Tillman, her third. Team's fourth. Sends Morgan Warren to the line for Niles to shoot two. Morgan's one of two from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. And her first one is good. That gives her 6 points on the night. One more coming up. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Second free throw for Morgan is good, so Warren with 7 points on the night. 46-16 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball. Jeske right side for the Lancers to Schmaltz. Jaden's follow away jumper right side of the lane is good. Jaden Schmaltz has got 5 points. 46-18 is the Niles lead. Vikings the basketball under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Cameron Patterson hands it off to Alicia Patterson. And the senior point guard brings it to the left wing. Now right side to Cameron Patterson. Her three-point jumper rattles out, no good. Trivedi the rebound for Lakeshore to Jeske. Passed into the paint is lost out of bounds off of Lakeshore. Now the officials want to confer to see whether or not it was tipped out, and they say it was. Tipped out by Niles. It will go to Lakeshore. Got more football coming up on Sunday. It's the Pro Bowl down in Florida. 3 o'clock kickoff. Coverage begins at 2:30 here on WSJM Sports. Trivedi, right side of the lane. Top of the key. She comes to Pfeiffer. Back to Trivedi. Olivia, right side of the lane. Back to Pfeiffer in the left wing. Trivedi, left side. Along the baseline to Tillman. Now to Pfeiffer. Dribbling right side in front of the Lakeshore bench. The left side of the lane. Tillman, jumper no. And ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Niles. Alicia Patterson finds an opening right side of the lane. Now it closes. Get it to Cameron Patterson right side for three. It's good. Cameron Patterson, her first bucket comes outside the arc. It's 49-18. Niles. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The girls' portion of our doubleheader. Schmaltz right side for Lakeshore. Wants to go baseline. She is denied by Alexis Roush. She should get it to Trivedi. Her three-point jumper is blocked by Roush. And a foul on Trivedi trying to get it back. On Olivia, her first personal, team's fifth. Substitutions for Lakeshore, Shelby Grau and Renee Sandman checking back in. Holly Hersick also checking back in for Coach Mike Clark. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Niles leads at 49-18. Cameron Patterson, left side, Amara Palmer, goes baseline, lays it up from the left side, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, that rolls out, no good, her second attempt, no good, and then the loose ball rebound picked up by Lakeshore. Hersick down the right sideline. Get it to Grau. Shelby to the top of the key, finds an opening, right side of the lane, wants to drive, then bounces it off of one of the Vikings down low. Heads up play by Shelby Grau, it's out of bounds off of Niles, it's going to stay with Lakeshore. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. And the Vikings in control. Inbound pass will come to Ella Jeske. Brings it to the right wing. Deep three-point jumper is no good. Roush the rebound. Lost it on the floor. Picked up by Hersick. Holly will lean in. Lay it up. No good. And Roush the rebound for Niles. Into the offensive end. Cameron Patterson picked up by Jeske defensively. Cameron looks to dribble away from traffic. Now looks to go baseline, leaves it off for Warren, and Morgan will lay it up and good. Morgan Warren's got 9 points on the night. 51-18 is the Niles lead. It's their biggest advantage of the night, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lakeshore in the offensive end, pass down into the paint, stolen by Natalie Lucero. Lucero will get it up over the timeline to the free throw line. Goes left side to Cameron Patterson for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Palmer the rebound for Niles. Back to Patterson. Again for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And it is out of bounds off of Lakeshore. It's going to stay with Niles with 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Vikings will inbound from the far sideline. It'll come to Palmer. Amara left side. Pull-up jumper, good for Alexis Roush. Alexis, her first bucket tonight, she's got two. 53-18 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore on the offensive end, a travel as they get it in, and the turnover is going to give it back to Niles. Vikings up 53-18, 6 seconds to go in the third quarter here on WSJM Sports. Niles will inbound against full court pressure. It'll come to Amara Palmer. Palmer into the offensive end to Lucero. Now right side, Warren. She'll lean in, lay it up and good, and that's going to do it. for the third quarter. We'll take a break. Score after three in Lakeshore. It's Niles 55, Lakeshore 18 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Educators, problem solvers, and team players. That's who you invite into your home when the Crew in Blue is on the job. Just ask Mike Longenbarger.
It's almost like teamwork's a tradition there. It's not just the guys in the field. There's the people in the office. It's a whole network of people that make the Crew in Blue work, and we do everything possible to take care of all of the customers.
City, a Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
City plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Call the Crew in Blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
The experience that our agents have is incomparable to any other agency in this area.
Jarek Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Lakeshore High School. One more quarter to play. The girls' portion of our doubleheader. It is Niles 55, Lakeshore 18. Lakeshore the basketball to begin the fourth quarter, and a pull-up jumper at the free throw line is good for Morgan Tillman. Morgan now with 8 points tonight to lead Lakeshore in scoring. Niles quickly up over the timeline. Alicia Patterson directs traffic as he brings it to the hash mark left side. Now to the free throw line. Give and go down low. And a layup is no good for the Vikings, but a foul on Lakeshore. Bailey Bickle put up the shot. She was fouled on the way up by Ella Jeske. That's her third. Team sixth. Bailey Bickle at the line to shoot two for Niles. Her first trip to the line tonight. And the front end is good. One more coming up. Bailey now with 5 points on the night. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Harding's Friendly Markets, McGee's Heating and Air. Second free throw, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Niles. Shovel pass right side of the lane to Scarback. Now to the left side, Alicia Patterson will drive it into the paint. Loses it on the floor, but a reach-in foul on Lakeshore. Lancer foul is on Jaden Schmaltz for second. Team seventh. And it's going to be a one-and-one situation for Niles. Alicia Patterson will be at the line to shoot one-and-one. Alicia's first is good. She'll get the bonus. Alicia now with 19 points. Matches what she had in that game against St. Joe back at the Bear Den last Friday. Second free throw is also good. Alicia, 20 points on the night. 58-20 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball. Jeske in the high left wing. Pass to the free throw line. Almost intercepted, but picked up by Morgan Tillman. Leaning jumper left side of the lane, no good. And the rebound comes out to Niles and Reese Davies. Get it to Patterson. Alicia down the left side. Near the left corner, the pass lost out of bounds off the Vikings. It's going to go back to Lakeshore. Just about 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Niles leads it 58-20. Vikings open the ball game on a 12-0 run, and it's been all Niles all night. Pull-up jumper, Morgan Tillman in the paint, rims in and out, no good, gets her own rebound, put back up, that's no good. Grabs another rebound, she'll leave it off for Pfeiffer left side of the lane. Riley, get it left side to Schmaltz. Her right-handed jumper is no good, and a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be a technical foul assessed to Lakeshore. Might be a technical foul assessed to the bench. The three officials will talk it over near midcourt and send Niles to the other end to shoot the two foul shots. 6:46 to play in the game. Niles up 58-20. Alicia Patterson will be at the line to shoot the two, and then the Vikings to get it back as well. Alicia's first free throw is good. One more point for the Vikings without Lakeshore scoring. We'll have a running clock the rest of the way, and the free throw is good. Niles will inbound from the far sideline at midcourt. Once they get it in, we'll have a running clock until Lakeshore can cut it to 30 or less. Inbound pass will come to Patterson. Aliasia dribbling in between the circles, picked up by Jeske defensively, brings it right side. Keeps the dribble as she goes left side. Give and go along the baseline is lost out of bounds off of Niles. It'll go to Lakeshore. The next broadcast of high school basketball will be a girls-boys doubleheader as Lake Michigan Catholic entertains Covert Monday night. Girls game starts at 6. Our coverage begins at 5:50. Another steal by Niles into the offensive end. Reese Davies left side of the lane. She'll get it to Scarback. Now top of the key, Patterson. Alicia's three is no good. Scarback trying for the loose ball rebound. It's lost out of bounds off Niles. And it's going to go to Lakeshore. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. The Vikings lead it 60-20. Lakeshore to inbound in the backcourt along the far sideline. Jeske will get it left side to Pfeiffer. Riley's pass into the paint. Tipped away, but it's picked up by Tilleman. Now to the left side, Pfeiffer. Short jumper's good. Riley, her first bucket tonight. She's got two at 60-22. Niles. Alicia Patterson to Amara Palmer. Top of the key, she comes to Davies. Now to Scarbeck. To Patterson, top of the key. Under 5.5 minutes to play, and Niles in control. Palmer to the free throw line, to Patterson left wing, sidesteps the defense, shovel pass right wing to Palmer. Amara will drive the lane, lay it off the glass, and good. Amara Palmer's got 14 points. 62-22 is the Niles lead, and we'll have a timeout. Lakeshore will step aside. 5:08 to go in the game. It's Niles 62, Lakeshore 22 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
The old year is closed out and in the rearview mirror. The new year is here, and so is a mammoth selection of pre-owned vehicles at Siemens in Bridgeman. Siemens acquired more one-owner accident-free trade-ins at the end of last year than usual, so their selection and even brands on hand are better than ever, like BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Corvette, and Jaguar. And, of course, plenty of Ford and Chrysler certified pre-owned vehicles. Shop the best used inventory in their history at Siemens in Bridgeman today. You might be really glad you did.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Lakeshore. 5:08 to go in the game. Niles 62, Lakeshore 22. The girls' portion of our doubleheader coming out of the Lancer timeout. It's Lakeshore basketball. Dominique Sela will get it right side to Shelby Grau. It's skipped out of bounds off of Niles. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. Checking back in for Niles, Natalie Lucero. Grau to toss it in to Sela. Brings it to the top of the key. She's picked up by Lucero defensively. Looks to work off a screen. Left wing, Olivia Trevetti. Left side of the lane to Renee Sandman. Her pass to Trevetti, almost lost on the floor. Olivia, nice job to get it back. Free throw line extended right side. Jumper is no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Niles. Outlet to Palmer. And Amara quickly down the left side for the Vikings. And she's fouled as she gets it up over the timeline by Shelby Grau. Shelby with her first. Team's eighth. Niles goes to the free throw line with the clock continuing to run. 4 minutes to go in the game. Amara Palmer, front end of the 1-1 is good. She'll get the bonus. Amara now with 15 points on the night. Her second free throw is also good. Amara Palmer having a nice night at the free throw line as well. 64-22 is the Niles lead. Lakeshore in the offensive end. Olivia Trevetti, jumper in the middle of the paint, no good. Palmer the rebound for Niles. Vikings looking to run. Toss it right side for Lucero. In the right wing, three-point jumper is good. Natalie Lucero, her first bucket comes outside the arc. She's got three at 67-22. Niles, 3:15 to go in the game. Pass out high, will have a foul on the Vikings. It's on Natalie Lucero, her first. Team's fourth. Substitutions for Jessica Johnson and the Lady Vikings, Alexis Roush, Morgan Warren, and Cameron Patterson all checking back in for the Vikings. And also checking back in is Sydney Scarback. Under 3 minutes to go in the game now. 67-22 is the Niles lead. Sela, top of the key. She dribbles it to the left side. Get it to Grau. Shelby, three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Lucero, the rebound for Niles. Brings it down the right sideline, top of the key, Cameron Patterson. Left side, she finds Scarbeck in the corner. Three-point jumper rattles out, no good. And the rebound to Niles. Lucero will bring it back out high. Bounce it to Roush, right side of the lane. Double team, she is fouled. And the Lancer foul is on Shelby Grau. For Shelby, her second. Team's ninth. It's going to send Alexis Roush to the free throw line for the first time tonight. I think they're back. That's Lakeshore's 10th. So she's there to shoot two in the double bonus. And the first one is good. Alexis now with 3 points on the night. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. 68-22 is the Niles lead. Second free throw for Roush. Off the back of the rim, no good. Trivedi the rebound for Lakeshore. 68-22, the Niles lead. Lakeshore the basketball down the right sideline. Isabella Chavez for the Lancers. She'll get it to Dominique Sela. She'll drive right side of the lane, lay it up, no good, but she's fouling the way up. And the Niles foul is on Natalie Lucero, her second. Team's fifth. So we've got Dominique Sela at the line to shoot 1-1. First one, no good. Oh, they say that she was in the act of shooting. So second one coming up for Dominique. And it is good. Her first point tonight, 68-23 is the Niles lead. Cameron Patterson will get it down the left side for Niles. Looks to split a couple of defenders, and she loses it on the floor. It's picked up by Isabella Chavez. Chavez in the paint, ball is tipped away out of bounds off of Lakeshore. It's going to stay with Niles. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Shovel pass, shovel shot down low. He is knocked away out of bounds off of Niles. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. Trivedi. Looks to come out high and a foul away from the ball. It's going to be a foul on Lakeshore as the pass comes in. And the Lancer fouls on Shelby Grau, her third. Player control foul. So it's going to be Niles basketball to inbound along the baseline of the backcourt. It'll come to Cameron Patterson. Niles set to improve to 6-4 in the season, 3-2 in the division here in the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference. From the free throw line, Roush to Cameron Patterson. Her jumper left side of the free throw line is good. Cameron now with 5 points on the night. It's 70-23. Niles, Trivedi at the free throw line. The crowd top of the key. Two-point jumper on top of the arc, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off of Lakeshore. It goes to Niles with 20 seconds to go in the game. High school basketball in WSJM Sports tonight, also brought to you in part by Dominion Auto Group and City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, along with Zilke Homes and Improvements. Under 10 seconds to go. Lakeshore, I should say Niles, the basketball, will run the clock out. Cameron Patterson along the baseline. She'll dribble away from traffic, and that is going to do it. Niles dominated from start to finish, and the Vikings cruise to the win here at Lakeshore. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score, the girls' portion of our doubleheader is Niles 70, Lakeshore 23 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.